This is Morning Edition on VPR. I'm Peter Biello. Vermonters are reacting to the news that Governor Peter Shumlin won't move forward with the implementation of a single-payer health care system. Dr. Deb Richter has been pushing for single-payer for years. She's chair of Vermont Health Care for All. Deb, thank you so much for speaking with us.
Nice to be here.
So how do you feel about the governor's decision?
Well, I'm very disappointed, obviously. I mean, we've been working on this for more than 26 years, and so I was hoping that we could at least get some of this done. And so it's clear that that's not going to happen this session. But again, I think this sometimes leads an opportunity to do things in a different way.
What would that way be?
Well, this was always going to be a big heavy lift. I mean, this is, you know, a lot for a legislature to take on all at once. And you know, every other system in the industrialized world has started in smaller chunks. In other words, Saskatchewan, for example, started with hospitals first. So did Medicare. And so there's ways of doing more manageable chunks to sort of ease our way into it. It's a lot to change the way we pay for care. And I'd like to stress that we're already paying the entire healthcare bill as it is. I mean, we're paying $5.2 billion, I believe, for healthcare, and that's being raised from Vermonters' pockets right now in a very unfair way. And the purpose of the so-called single-payer or publicly funded was to help equalize the financing so that we paid based on people's ability to pay.
The reason the governor is backing down has to do with what he calls an enormous tax burden on Vermonters. How can a small state like Vermont swing this financially and fairly? As you say, right now, you say it's unfair. What would be fair and how could we do it?
Well, the thing is, as I said, we are already paying. The problem is we're paying in very hidden ways, and Vermonters don't even really recognize when they pay higher prices for goods. Wages are stagnant as a result of us paying for health care the way we do now. All of those things are really not something that people recognize because it's not something that's directly saying this is going to health care. But we're paying every penny of it right now. So we're already, if you want to call it in quotations, affording it. We are already doing that. The problem was that I believe the way they did the economic modeling is it would have had to make the change sort of like turning on a light switch, and that would have been very difficult, which is why I've endorsed a slower progression of this for years. I was hopeful that, you know, if the governor was behind it, we could do all at once, but clearly that isn't going to happen. So I think that if we did it in smaller chunks, that is something that is manageable, and I think is something the business community could get behind.
So what's next? What are you going to do to keep this issue going forward?
I'm going to keep working on it like I've been working on it for the last 25 years. I think the Vermonters need to understand. I think we need to have all Vermonters be re-educated of the fact that we are paying the entire healthcare bill right now and that cost containment is certainly key. We have the Green Mountain Care Board who is working, you know, very hard and has actually saved Vermonters money. So I intend to continue trying to work with them to work on that and just continue the advocacy that I've been doing for the last 26 years.
Dr. Deb Richter, thanks so much for speaking with us.
Thank you so much, Peter.
And joining us now on the line is James Haslam of the Vermont Workers Center. James, thanks so much for speaking with us.
Sure.
When you heard the governor's decision to hold off on single payer, what did you think?
You know, this was a deep disappointment to us and to, you know, thousands of Vermonters across the state who are struggling under the current system, you know, under the current system, which does not ensure the kind of care that communities need and often puts people in a tremendous amount of debt because of huge medical bills.
The governor pointed out that enormous taxes needed to pay for single payer would be sort of a preventative thing. Your group pointed out that we're already paying that money. So how do you make that case to Vermonters?
But I think people know that we're spending a lot of money on health care. If you look at what we're paying, you know, as individuals, as families, and as what we're paying as taxpayers, the money's there. You know, we think in the end that the choice was, you know, whether or not the governor and the legislature would be willing to raise sufficient amount of funds from big businesses and from wealthy folks. And, you know, that he said yesterday that he wasn't willing to do that. You know, we are not giving up. This was not a law that was passed by just Peter Shumlin. This was passed by the results of thousands of people in the state coming together and demanding that we can do better on healthcare. We can treat it as a human right and a public good. We can have a system which takes all that money that we're already putting into it and delivers a system that's much better than the one we have right now that's based on care. And we finance it in an equitable way. And, you know, that's the way that we're not financing it right now. We were concerned that, you know, a proposal would come back that would be even more inequitable than what happens now. But, you know, we certainly haven't given up hope.
So what exactly would you like Governor Shumlin to do at this point?
Well, I mean, I'm not sure if the ball's in his court anymore. You know, people are very upset that, you know, this is a law that was passed. He had the responsibility to enact 48 to, you know, clearly take action in providing a way to publicly finance healthcare in an equitable way. And, you know, that was supposed to be done in 2013. It's now 2015. We've been waiting. A lot of the work has been done behind closed doors, you know, not engaging, you know, lots of people. And we've been waiting to, you know, have this proposal. And unfortunately, he hasn't recommended moving forward. You know, we are going to make sure that the legislature knows that, you know, the work that has been done, and we think some good work has been done in this process. For sure, they can continue moving it forward. The same with the Green Mountain Care Board. Obviously, our governor does not have a whole lot of political credibility at this point to begin with. So, you know, it's going to be up to people to move this forward. And, you know, this is why democracy is not a spectator sport. You know, it's something that people really have to be engaged in. And, you know, that's what the Vermont Workers Center and the Healthcare is Human Rights Campaign will be doing today and in the days to follow.
James Haslam of the Vermont Workers Center, thank you very much for speaking with us.
Thanks very much.
This morning, we've heard from single-payer advocates. Tomorrow, we'll hear from people who support the governor's decision. You can find VPR's full coverage of the governor's announcement at vpr.net.